If you're a future Libby lawyer, there's an exciting step I'm guessing you haven't taken yet. What is it? Figuring out the type of badass lady lawyer you should be. How do you do that? Well, let us tell you.
A longtime friend of the podcast and kick-ass new lawyer coach, Angela Borpal, has put together a free What Type of Lawyer Should I Be quiz. This is a 90-second quiz designed to reveal the type of law that will best fit your interests, career goals, and lifestyle. Can I get a yes, please? So, don't wait another second. Go to whattypeoflawyerquiz.com to take the first step towards your dream future lawyering life. And then make sure and send us a DM on Instagram to let us know what type of lawyer you got. We can't wait to nerd out over it with you.
For most of us, when we decide that we're going to law school, we have zero idea what type of lawyer we want to be. I know that that was the case when I started. Usually, what most of us know about being a lawyer basically comes from Law & Order or Legally Blonde. Shout out to our girl, Elle Woods. So, if you're thinking about going to law school or already in law school and want to get some clarity about what types of law actually exist out there and what type of law might be a good fit for you, then we have just the thing for you.
A longtime friend of our podcast and law school extraordinaire, Angela Borpal, has put together a free What Type of Lawyer Should I Be quiz. And I can't tell you guys how many times when I was in, like, not only law school, but before law school, looking up, like, what kind of lawyer should I be? And I wish that there was, like, a quiz out there. So here it is. And we'll have all the links for you. It's a 90-second quiz designed to give you a window into what your best fit type of law would be. Awesome, right? So you can take the quiz at whattypeoflawyerquiz.com.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Ladies Who Law School podcast. I'm Haley.
And I'm Sam.
And this week, we're doing something very special.
So you guys have heard from him before. We've had him on the podcast, but we had the pleasure of being on his podcast. So the person we're talking about is DJ Moore. He has the podcast To L and Back, and we were special guests for episode 5, Meet the Ladies. So here's a little clip of what you can expect, and definitely check out the full episode below.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, what made y'all start a podcast now?
I had lots of ventures into social media, from Instagrams to YouTube and blogs. I just wanted to get into that space. Mm-hmm. And then I started listening to podcasts a lot as a senior in college getting ready for law school. Mm-hmm. And we both love podcasts. She's always listening to all the news and she knows all the good ones. Mm. We just bonded over that.
Yeah.
And it's also an easy way to just let our thoughts out. And
no, for sure. It is therapy.
When we first started recording, we were like, oh wow, like that was nice just to let it all out.
Exactly. No, for sure. I remember whenever she first brought it up to me, I was a little nervous just because, like she said, I was like, should we be giving advice? Like, what are we doing?
Are we qualified?
Right? And you had had your blog, and I think that that's so cool. And I did have the PR background, and I went to school for that, and I knew about social media. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, not only is there no podcast out there like this, but there's also no merchandise.
True.
And I just saw like a really good opportunity for us to make cool stuff for us and our friends. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't necessarily going to be a huge thing, right? Like you said, it was therapy. It was for us, right? Exactly. Like I always said that the podcast at a point is us documenting our journey.
Yep.
And one day I'm sure we'll go back and watch it or listen to it, right? And be like, oh my goodness, what a time, right?
Exactly.
So whenever she asked me to do it, at first I was really hesitant and scared, but just like anything that is good in life, you have to push past your comfort zone and get out there and do something different, something that was really nerve-wracking. Yep. I remember when we first sat down to record, we were so nervous and like just talking in the mic and getting used to hearing ourselves back.
That's key.
Overall, I think just having the podcast and having this following and community has been a really great, but also humbling experience.
It is humbling. I know that for me, you have to get used to hearing your own voice, because after that first one or two times, you're like, I do not sound like I need to be on the mic. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, you kind of get that reassurance from like your peers and those who reach back out. Like, hey, I really love what you did. And everybody knows you have to start small. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
And I think that's like the biggest thing.
And I also think, you know, we had no idea if it was going to be successful, mm-hmm. you know, also putting ourselves out there in front of our peers mm-hmm. and, you know, them listening. Like, I was really nervous for our own peers to listen to the podcast and like know how vulnerable we were being, and knowing like they're sitting in class, they never talked to us, but they've listened to like our fears about class, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was also something we had to deal with. And like I said, we had no idea that it was going to grow. So I don't think we really ever had like a plan of how we just like did it to do it and see where it's going to go.
Okay. Yeah. So what were some of the pros and cons of getting it started, having the juggle class? And I know that y'all have like lawyers that come and speak, and just have you ever had a non-lawyer on y'all show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone in the legal field, really. We like to interview anyone who has an impact, whether there's people from marketing, like legal marketing, we've talked to
a PI attorney in Michigan. Like, we've talked to some of the most, I hate to say it, but random people. But also, because of the fact that we've done so many interviews online, and that we started the podcast January 2020, like 2 months later was COVID.
Yep.
Yeah, and for your question about like the pros and cons, mm-hmm. you know, I guess a pro would be like we had a lot of time at home to kind of figure out how to do this. Also, we're pretty tech savvy, I'd like to say. Yeah. So that was a pro. cons, I mean, I think the cons are with anything that you're putting out on social media is like, are people going to disagree with me? Yeah. Are they're going to be trolls? Like, mm-hmm. and there were people like that, you know, like when we first, first started, like once we got a following, probably once we started hitting like 5,000 follows, like things started to pick up like pretty quickly, and people have opinions, you know? And so when we got, you know, someone not agreeing with what we said or something, mm-hmm. It hurt for, that was like a huge con. We had a time where we were like both crying, like thinking, do we have to like even do this podcast? Like, I don't want to get hate. Like, we're just trying our best, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, con, definitely the Banana Brigade. I definitely think people have their opinions, like you said, and they love to share them with us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we are too. She's Latina, mm-hmm. but I'm a white cisgender female. Yep. I mean, I am a female. So in law, you know, that is not the most prevalent thing. Right. But people say, well, what do you know? And where do your opinions come from? Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, you're right. But also, we have our right to speak our mind and say our opinions and give our advice.
The First Amendment.
Exactly.
and I think that's also a thing, like, as our following has grown, I think our followers have grown with us. And they kind of, like, we rarely, the only thing literally that we've gotten hate in the past few months was, like, some guy from, like, a T14 commenting, like, this is stupid. You know, like, exactly. And I was just like, okay, you're annoying. Look at all these, like, awesome comments, and you're just being the one rude person. So, whatever. And now we just laugh every time we get, like, a DM that's, like,
it took a long time, though, to get, like, you said, it wasn't always like that. Yeah.
We would literally be like,
I mean, I do remember times where we were really upset, and now, I mean, it doesn't not affect us. I still think about the bad comments, mm-hmm. you know. My dad always says that it's like, for every one bad thing, you need like 11 good compliments to, you know,
that's a good rule.
Carry it out, because you always remember the bad things people say.
That is true.
And so I just try to remember that and focus on that there are a lot of people out there that really enjoy our podcast and have told us that. And just the episode we posted today, mm-hmm. Was about a book mm-hmm. that really gives some insight into what it's like to be a really high scoring, high performing 1L, right? That's what this person wrote it. And they're a professor and they wrote it from an academic standpoint, right? Okay. I mean, she also recommended outlining every day for 3 to 4 hours. Okay. So, you know, okay, I get it, but maybe some people can do that. Maybe some people needed that. I mean, I would have loved to know some of this stuff when I first started.
True. Also, we maybe did know, but like, we weren't going to do it because
okay, you know what
and
I
that's
mean.
Also why we try to really our goal for the podcast is just help as many people as we can. So that's why we really try to show like every single kind of way to study, every kind of person in any kind of field. Like we try to show everyone all the options. Mm-hmm. So in your example, like we were saying, well guys, you know, you can do this, but you don't have to.
I mean, it's not a must.
Yeah, because there's...
It isn't a must.
No.
And that's why it's a great tool for so many of our listeners who are like, what do I do for outlining? Mm-hmm. What does that even mean? And I just think back to myself as a 1L thinking, like, getting told you need to outline. And I remember looking at her and saying, but I don't even know what that means. Like, what do we do?
How do we
and we're just drowning together. And I think that... I joke about it, but we're trauma bonded forever. I mean, now going through law school, the bar exam, the podcast, like there's so much that has gone on in our short 3 years of knowing each other that, and with so many of our friends too, that are in law school with us, but it's a great way to just capture all of that mm-hmm. and allow other people to understand like what the law school experience is like.
From an average point of view, like we always tell people like we're very average students.
We're not at Harvard.
You know, like we're not,
we're not outlining for 3 to 4 hours a day.
Yeah. No. We, you know, we use Quimby. Like I'm not,
I highly recommend it.
Yeah. I'm never going
to
say, yes, literally. Trust me. And we're never not going to say that too.
Yeah.
We just want to be open and transparent. We're not going to ever lie and say, no, like, don't use a supplement. Because, like, why? Why hide the ball?
Exactly.
And that's the thing about the law profession. I think it's hiding the ball a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just trying to
unhide the ball.
And that's definitely true. Playing keep away is definitely a thing you have to learn that it's going to be disguised. Uh-huh. It's not going to be outright like, this is what we're not trying to teach you. It's like, oh, now you're learning that. Okay, now I can tell you. And it's like, why you just didn't tell me that?
Mm-hmm. In the first place.
Yeah. It's like when you're learning the black letter law for the bar exam and you're like, wait a second. I had to read how many cases for this one doctrine?
Mm-hmm. And then that in itself is still flustering. It's still mind-boggling. And I think the term trauma bonded was like one I have to keep in my pocket because I was going to say it. I think it was the best thing for y'all to go through these situations together because not everyone feels like they have a friend or sometimes like I know I'm naturally can be a loner or an introvert, but I still love being around people at the end of the day.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, we want to take a moment to talk about something that has been a game changer for us busy lawyers, Audible.
Yes, Audible has been our go-to platform for incredible audiobooks, offering an extensive library of thrillers, nonfiction, autobiographies, and mysteries.
And guess what? We've got a special treat for you. Audible is offering a free trial to our listeners, and all you need to do is check the link in the show notes. It's the perfect opportunity to experience the magic of audiobooks without spending a dime.
Speaking of thrillers, I know you are currently hooked on Never Lie by Freda McFadden. Samantha, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. The twists and turns in Never Lie have kept me on the edge of my seat during the workday and even when I'm on my daily walks. It's like having a suspenseful companion wherever I go.
And for those looking for some financial wisdom, I have been engrossed in My Money, My Way by Kamuku Love. It's packed with practical advice on managing finances, perfect for anyone trying to navigate the complexities of money management.
What we love most is the flexibility Audible offers. As lawyers, our schedules can be unpredictable, but with Audible, we can enjoy our favorite books on the go, whether we're stuck in traffic, hitting the gym, or waiting for a court hearing.
So, if you're ready to embark on a literary journey and discover the joys of audiobooks, click the link in the show notes to start your free trial with Audible. Trust us, you won't want to miss out on this fantastic offer. Have you been looking for podcast-like audio lessons to learn about law school? I know when we were in law school, we were begging for something like this. Well, we found just the resource for you, and they are amazing, guys.
We've been working with Barcast Audio for over 3 years now, so basically since we were 1Ls. Now that we are baby little soon-to-be lawyers, we can definitely say that it was worth our time to get Barcast Audio. So if you want to check it out and learn about all the core subjects and the MBE subjects, definitely go to barcastaudio.com. And Haley, will you tell our listeners their special code?
Yes. Use code LADIES. That's LADIES at barcastaudio.com to get 10% off your next purchase.
Some people think I'm more social than I actually am, but people don't know I have to hide in a cave and get some of that energy back.
Of course.
So trauma bonded would definitely be the term that I'd be using moving forward. So how did Ladies Who Law School name originated?
Honestly, we had a long list of just like podcast names, like lawyer ladies, ladies who are lawyers.
You know, we were just like kind of saying a few things. And I remember we were riding in the car and I was like, what about Ladies Who Law? And it just came back like a few weeks later. I was like, what about Ladies Who Law School? And then we were like, okay.
And then we're like, okay, because that, you know, can also be Ladies Who Law eventually. Because, you know, we also, I think once we started seeing a following, we always knew that we weren't going to just give it up. Mm-hmm. We were always going to grow it and always keep it, because we knew that it was like we had a hold on this market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like we had to keep on to it. So we were thinking ahead, I think.
Absolutely. And I think Ladies Who Law is something that was always in the back of our mind, you know, because what comes after Ladies Who Law School? You just go out there and law, am I right?
Maybe a sneak peek action. Right? So what would be some of the key things y'all would do differently when y'all knew that y'all was going to law school, working on your courses, classes, doctrinal classes? Because we all know that our first year classes are fixed for us. What were some of the things you would do differently looking back at that time? Or this was during the pandemic for y'all as well. Yeah. So what would your advice be if there's not a pandemic, since it's not a pandemic, for somebody who's just looking to do the same thing or something similar?
To start a podcast or just okay.
I know that was long. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I think to start a podcast, first you need to find out what you're into. Mm-hmm. I think there's certain markets out there and you have to be really passionate about whatever you're going to do, because it's really easy to fall off. Mm-hmm. So I remember something we read at the very beginning was like, if you can get the first 10 episodes out, like you're doing a good job. Yeah. And when we did the first 10 episodes, it was like super awesome. Like, just like they said, right?
We're here.
It just kind of grew from there. Mm-hmm. And when the pandemic happened, I know it's not supposed to be pandemic times, but now everything's online.
Yep.
We use certain apps that help us Zoom video, aka podcast audio, each other from across the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't think had the pandemic not happened, we wouldn't know about all this technology that we have now, like that we literally use every day for podcasting and, you know,
everything, scheduling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the pandemic was obviously horrible, but also like for business purposes, it was like great.
It was a technology boom.
Yeah. Because also when everyone was locked down, you just had the internet in your computer, in your phone. Mm-hmm.
And people were listening to our first few episodes, like on repeat, you know, and that was kind of crazy to hear, because some of our first episodes, I know we were like, oh my gosh.
I never
don't even listen to our advice.
Why was we talking?
I can't stop saying like.
Right? And we get messages every day. They're like, I just started from the beginning. I'm on episode like 30. And I'm like, oh God. You just listened to me like shaking, sweating. Mm. Like we were so nervous when we first recorded. We were in the OCU main campus library little room. It was like a podcasting room, and that's like where we recorded for the first time.
It was so tiny. It was like as big as this table.
There's no AC.
That's why we were
AC.
No,
because it's like a closet.
It was like a closet. Okay. Yeah. No, it's literally a closet. I think it was a janitor's closet that they made
into a podcast studio.
That is that speaks to your testimony. Yeah. From where y'all was at.
Right.
So what, so with that experience, and then y'all know that, hey, this is something that is growing. This is something that is taking off. This is something that people love. As you stated, people are starting at episode one and what, going to episode 30 in a day?
Oof, I don't think it's a day, but it probably takes them a minute. Yeah. Our episodes are pretty short. Oh, yeah. They range from 25 minutes to the rare hour one. Mm-hmm. Like a special episode if it's long. But they just binge it and they listen from the very beginning. And then by the time they, you know, catch up with us in real time, it's like they know us. And it's like weird. Yeah. You know, like we came... a story. We were at Barrister Bowl and a group of girls like came and like cornered us and they all like knew who we were and like I didn't know who they were, but they knew all of
they knew our names.
They knew like everything that we had talked about on the podcast. They said they knew
about our significant others and different experiences we had in law school and like, oh my gosh, Professor Eddington said something about you, and I'm thinking like, what? Like, this is insane, you know? And yeah, it was really cool, but also that was our only Barrister Bowl to go to. So it was kind of crazy to be three L's and chatting with one L's that had listened to the podcast and knew us. Finally getting to like meet up in person. That was really cool, you know, because at the end of the day, like Samantha said, we always knew we wanted to keep growing and we always knew we wanted to grow a community of lady lawyers. And that's what we've done. Now we've just helped them go to law school and you know get the courage and to keep showing up.
Exactly.
You know,
find that niche, keep striving, let them know that hey, there are other people that's going through similar circumstances, good or bad.
Yeah.
You know, pick one and then just start from there and keep elevating yourself, because everybody can do it. I'm a firm believer everybody can do it if you put your best foot forward. So I think it's key that they can go back and select different episodes or just go through all of them and know y'all. Yeah. And I wanted to piggyback off of that. How did that growth in general just affect your law school environment for y'all? Was it a burden for some things? Was it a, you know, privilege to be in certain spaces?
I think it was definitely a privilege, you know, to be known as like, oh, the two girls that have a podcast about law school, you know, like even if they don't know our names, like they still know who we are. And
the podcast girls.
Yeah, the podcast girls. And I think the cool thing was we were talking to somebody from L.A.
Yeah.
And they said that their husband was like from here.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he's a partner at this big firm. And he's like, he knows you guys.
Yeah.
Like he was talking about you guys. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
What? So like,
so even people in the Oklahoma City area that are in the legal community definitely know who we are. Mm-hmm. I remember I went to the Oklahoma Women in Law meeting, yearly meeting, like, oh my gosh, like almost a year ago, October 2021. Like, that's just crazy. It seems like time has flown. But I walked in and they're like, oh my gosh, are you the pug? That's what they said. Are you the ladies who law school? And I was like, oh yeah. And they were like, oh my gosh, we think it's so cool. Like, da 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 da. And I just felt so like a barrier had dropped and I was able to just talk with people and enjoy myself and get to know people just like I have always done and enjoyed doing through the podcast. And I think that it's affected us in a really, really great way. Like you said, it's such a privilege, but also we've worked really hard to be really individualistic and intentional with who we are and the networking that we can do through the podcast. And I think that that's also why it's been so, so good to us.
Okay. Okay. And yeah, I think when people come up, it does, I would say it does create a icebreaker nonetheless, because now it's like, now I know a little bit about you from how you see me. Now you get to ask them like, what about you? And then you could just kind of just go off of there.
Yeah.
The first ice, outside of like somebody knowing you and they just like,
honestly, I'm such like a quiet person, really. So when people come up to me and they know about the podcast, I'm like, phew, thank God, because now I have something to talk about.
Yeah.
And like, that's been the pro for me. And now I have like something to talk about, not awkwardly, probably still awkwardly, but you know.
I think it also tells you like, oh, you could be my friend.
Yeah.
I think that that's something the community has really brought us, is a lot of friends and people we've never even met.
Okay, guys. Well, we loved being on DJ's podcast. It was such an official, like, professional recording. We were like in this room studio with cameras and mics, and it was just awesome. Also, we don't record ourselves on video much when we record with our guests. So seeing ourselves back on video is pretty interesting because I don't, you know, when you're recording your voice, like we can just sit here in our PJs with our hair up and like no makeup and like,
which is how we are now.
You know, not worried about like my double chin, like all the things. And then when you see yourself on camera, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, it was definitely a different experience, but it was a really cool one, like you said. And it was just, I felt honored and thankful to have the opportunity to talk about, you know, why we started this podcast and, you know, who we are and where we came from, because not a lot of people have asked us that. You know, we are always the interviewer, not the interviewee. So this is definitely something that we enjoyed and hope to do more of in the future.
Yes. And I think it's also going to be just a great like time capsule memory to have. You know, it's right at the end of law school, right after we had taken the bar. But was it before results? I think so. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So before results came out. So it was just in a really crazy time in our life. And
absolutely agree. It was so fun. And like I said, I would love for us to do this more in the future. And maybe we'll have our home studios turn to video studios too. But I mean, guys, it was so high tech. I was shook whenever we went in there. And when I left, I was like, oh my gosh, like we'd have to pay someone to do this. This is insane. It was so
official. It was official.
So much nice equipment. Yes. All right. Well, as always, if you like this podcast, rate and review us wherever you listen. And the biggest compliment you can give us is to refer us to your friends.
Yes. And as always, if you haven't followed us on Instagram yet, go do that at Ladies Who Law School Podcast. And while you're at it, go subscribe to our email list because we are always sending out little emails now with episodes and codes for merch. And we have a really big giveaway. I know we've been teasing it for a few weeks, but like it's a big giveaway. So it's taken a minute to get all these products in. But it will be announced soon and you guys are going to love it.
Also, if you're interested, check us out on Light to Know. That's somewhere new that we are now. And we will talk to you guys again next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.